is Friday, August 21st, 2026. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning, sir.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Hello.
Mega dittos.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to see you,
Not
my
here,
friend.
Sir.
Likewise.
So, Kennedy, what are you doing after the show today?
After the show today, I'm heading out to Jack Madden Ford because I have to get my car fixed. I've got to get the tire fixed. It needs a inspection.
Oh, yeah. How have you been riding dirty for a minute?
Oh, God, since April. But I just need to get all that fixed because when I leave, my sister and my brother-in-law and my nephew fly in because he moves into Berkeley this week, next week. And so we're sort of ships in the night passing.
Right.
And I just want my car to be perfect so that if they need to use it, that they don't get in trouble for having inspection or, you know, riding on a spare tire. I didn't want that.
Sure.
That. So I'm going to do that. Really need to get my nails done. I still haven't packed all the way yet.
When's your flight leave?
6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Have you checked the weather in Belize?
Yeah, man. It's
the same.
It's the same all the time. You know, it's like
80
degrees and it's going to rain at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
Right.
In those types of weathers. So
where do you fly into? What city?
I fly to Miami, then I fly to Belize City, and then I get on a tiny little plane and I fly to a place called Hopkins.
Oh, wow. You got to go through Miami.
Where the heat is on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no straight shot to Belize City, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That is exciting. Producer Dan, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing that good.
Yeah.
I think tonight we have Kaylee's sorority sister's 30th birthday.
Okay.
Somewhere in Boston.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then Saturday, just going up to New Hampshire, boat day, trying to sneak them in.
Right.
And then Sunday, Murphy's birthday party. He turned 3, so we're going to a park.
Love that kid.
Probably with a splash pad, if I assume.
That's not a bad weekend, Dan.
That sounds like a solid
For
weekend.
Nothing going on, you got a lot going on.
Like when it's
sorry, I'm not awake yet.
No,
hold on, we're getting there.
Like when it's the sorority sister's birthday party. Like,
yes.
Are you excited to go, or do you wish it was just girls?
I mean, it's going to be majority girls, but I mean, there'll be other guys.
There'll be
there.
Other dudes. Okay,
none that I have like a friendship.
I
with,
understand.
But
mm-hmm. Where are you?
Sorry,
going?
I could talk to anybody. I like a lot of
you
friends.
Sure can.
Where are you going?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
Wherever they tell him to.
I got an invite, but I skimmed it.
Somewhere very Instagrammable.
Kaylee will know.
Somewhere in Boston.
Kaylee will tell him
she's
once
rented out a room.
Go.
The Point, maybe?
They're renting out a spot?
Yeah.
It's her 30th birthday.
Nice. Well, I thought maybe you were just going like bar crawl or going to one place and hanging out.
No, there's going to be like 30, 40 people there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. DJ? Band?
I don't think so. I don't. You're asking me a lot of questions. It's Kaylee's friend's 30th birthday, and I will be attending.
Okay.
I did not plan it.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We're, thank you for asking. We're going, I don't know. I think we're I take that back. We are definitely going to play golf this weekend.
Very good. Well, you got 2 new putters. I would, too.
Yeah. That's true.
You going to bust them out?
Well, one of them. The other one's already, like, out there on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. To
Lena's
be sold.
Get her money.
Craigslist. Who uses Craigslist?
A lot of people use Craigslist to sell stuff, actually.
Mm-mm.
And actually, Craigslist is better because it's usually very hyper-local. So you post in the Boston area, whereas
Facebook Marketplace does your exact area.
Well, you can do that, but then you also get, you know, it leaks out to other places. And
I don't know. Ever since the chair debacle, I won't go on Craigslist anymore.
Ever since the what?
The chair debacle. Remember that guy? He was calling me and threatening me.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Craigslist can bite it.
Yeah, no, I've sold stuff on. In fact, I still had some stuff on there that I had sold that was still, like, I sold some rims off my Jeep when I got new rims and all this stuff I had to take off there. But, yeah, we're going to play some golf, and we're leaving Barrett behind this weekend.
Oh, yes? Is he having a party?
Is he having a party? God, I hope not. Can I show you what I did, though, before I left last night?
Put hidden cameras all over the house?
No, but I did.
I got plenty if you need them.
I did do this, though. Do you see what that is?
No.
Do you see what that is?
Your refrigerator?
Yeah. Yep. Picture of...
Can you like sodas?
And on the left?
I have bad eyes. Is that beer?
Beer. Yep. And then also...
You stocked the beer fridge for him? That's nice.
No, I took
what
pictures of...
What a good guy you are.
And then see what I did here, too?
Liquor cabinet.
Took a picture of the liquor cabinet.
Doesn't make a difference. They just mark it with a ruler and put water in it.
Bro, you give my son a lot more credit.
It doesn't have to be him.
Oh, I know.
Everybody got the friend that taught them how to fill it back up with water.
Yeah.
Because it certainly wasn't me. It was Jenny Lespiza. She taught me all the things.
Right.
Shout out. What's Jenny doing now?
Jenny lives in Colorado. She's thriving. She lives like on a ski mountain, really. And does, you know, works there all year round with all their programs and stuff. Thriving. Mm. Thriving.
I thought you were going to say prison.
Nope.
Embezzlement.
She was a smart enough cookie.
Tax evasion, fraud.
Jenny Lepiza would never get caught.
Absolutely not ever.
So yeah, I took pictures.
She's far too charming.
I mean, I trust him, but he is my kid, and I'm not sure I trust his friends if they come over and we're not there. So yeah, I took pictures of everything last night.
So funny.
I mean, what else can you do?
I have no idea.
Other than put up cameras, I guess. I mean, I trust them.
Or drag them along with you everywhere you go until they're out of the house.
I know, right? But you got to keep some sort of, you know,
yeah,
eye on him just to let him know I'm watching. I'm paying attention.
My aunt used to go to her boyfriend's house in New Hampshire for the weekends all the time.
Yeah.
And we would throw ragers at her house.
Oh, sure.
Every single weekend.
I did it with my parents. I was a little bit older, though. I wasn't, you know, sophomore. I didn't start doing it until I was like a senior, I think.
Rookie.
Dan's looking at me like, you can't stop this, Carson. It's going to happen. Just let me have my peace of mind.
Maybe not this time, but it's going to happen.
Let me have my peace of mind.
I don't think it would ever be your house. Like, I just can't imagine him tempting Lana like that.
Yeah.
That is just
right. A
bear I would never poke.
Yeah.
But
you might be right.
I don't know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe, brought to you by our good friends at findmassmoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at findmassmoney.gov. Kennedy, please welcome Janelle, Michael, and Delilah inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friends.
Good morning.
We got the whole crew.
Yes, we do.
So I met Janelle a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me this story behind the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League, the NISHL. It is a newly established women's high school hockey league, because I think a lot of times, you know, if a boy wants to play a sport, he can play it across all these different clubs, all these different schools. There are so many programs for boys, but for girls, they're really just not out there as much, are they?
No, they're not.
And Delilah, this was your idea?
Yes, it is.
Tell me all about it.
Me and my parents kind of came up with it because we have a lot of girls that I've played with in the past that don't really have a girls' hockey team for their school and are either forced to play on their boys' hockey team or just kind of can't play at all. So we thought that it might be a good idea to kind of start a league for those girls and kind of bring more attention to girls' hockey.
I had a bunch of girls on my teams when I was younger, but I guess as you kind of grow and age, there might not be as many avenues for women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful you're doing that. But one of the things that I read was you guys also offer financial assistance, because a lot of people don't know how freaking expensive it is to have a kid in hockey.
That is very true. We've had some great sponsors in the past, and any girl that can't afford it, doesn't have to worry about the cost, although our cost is pretty low as it is. Last year, we charged $750 for the season with the thought that if you attended 80% of the practices, you got $300 back, which was a huge deal for some people. So it ended up only being $450 for them.
I'm oblivious. What does a pair of ice skates cost to play ice hockey?
You guys just went. What does it cost?
It kind of depends what, like, kind of level of skates you got, but the ones I recently got were around 1,000.
Wow.
But that's just the skates. Then you've got pads and you've got a stick and helmets, and it's very, very expensive.
Wow. Ring time ain't free. You can't just go into a field.
So have you seen a difference in these young women that are playing hockey with you guys?
Yes. There was this one young lady. She started as a freshman and she didn't make her team. So she started playing with us. And then this year, she's now the leading scorer in New Hampshire.
Come on.
Wow. And you don't have to have any prior hockey experience or skill to do this. Like, you'll take people of any skill level and they can learn as they go.
Absolutely. We had this one young lady and she came to our desk, and for the actually it was the very first night we ever did tryouts. And I say tryouts, every girl makes it. We just like to see how they skate so we can slate them on their teams.
Mm-hmm.
She showed up with just a hockey bag, and I'm like, honey, what position do you play? She goes, I'm not really sure. I'm like, what do you mean you're not sure? Well, you don't play goalie because I don't see goalie pads. And she goes, I've never skated before. And she's in ninth grade. And my first response was, you're so brave.
So the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League, the NISHL, again, a newly established women's high school hockey league in New England. If there's a hockey player out there right now, or maybe somebody who has never skated before and they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Simply just send us an email. We'll send out an interest form, and we try to send it to everybody we know and post it on all the hockey boards and stuff so people know. But if they just send an email to info@nishl.org, NISHL.org, one of us will get it and we'll respond immediately.
I love this. I think team sports are so important for young people, regardless of gender, to help them build confidence and learn how to work in groups. Yeah. And I'm sure you're building a skill set for these ladies for a long time to come.
The most important thing for us is locker room and camaraderie, to the point that the girls really follow that rule. And they've made their own, they make an entirely group chat and they don't leave anybody out, which is, you know, very impressive. And the girls are, when they do functions or get togethers, everybody's invited. As we grow, hopefully we can keep that intimacy within the teams and the league. The first year we had 33 girls, second year, almost 100.
Wow.
Yeah, that says there's a need. It grows that quickly.
Exactly.
All right, if you want to find out more, you can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Janelle, you and Michael and Delilah and the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you all so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, boss.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jim from Bedford.
Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money if you tie. That is a loss for you. Kennedy is gone, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Singer Khalees turns 47 today. How does she get all the boys to the yard?
With her milkshake?
Jenna Fischer was in one of the most popular TV series in history, but after The Office wrapped and her follow-up series, Splitting Up Together, got canceled, she walked away from television altogether. Who did Jenna Fischer play on The Office?
Pam.
115 years ago today, in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris by one of its employees. It was recovered 2 years later. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That would be Da Vinci.
Dr. Phil is being sued by his ex-publicist for wrongful termination, failure to pay him on time, and discrimination based on sexual orientation. Dr. Phil first became famous by giving life and relationship advice as a regular guest on which show?
Oprah Winfrey.
Question number 5. Rob Lowe told Oprah on his Literally podcast that he was bullied as a child because other kids considered him pretty. Which character did Rob Lowe play in The Outsiders?
Oh, crap.
That's all right. That's a tough one.
I can only think of Pony Boy, and I know that's wrong.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Ooh, finally got him on one.
I understand you're dropping your wife off at the airport. Where's she going?
She's going to Huntsville, Alabama to pick my daughter Vivian up from space camp.
Oh, that is so cool. Is she going to be an astronaut one day, I hope?
I hope so, or some kind of a space engineer or something.
How cool is that?
Very.
Mm. Huntsville's a nice town. I lived there for a little while, worked in radio. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It's hot.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle. Tim got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo! All right, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Singer Khalees, 47 today. How does she get all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
A never-ending wave of boys.
Tied at 1. Jenna Fischer was in one of the most popular TV series in history, but after The Office wrapped and her follow-up series Splitting Up Together got canceled, she walked away from television altogether. Who did Jenna Fischer play on The Office?
Pam.
It was Pam. Tied at 2. 115 years ago today in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris by one of its employees. It was recovered 2 years later. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Tied at 3. Dr. Phil is being sued by his ex-publicist for wrongful termination, failure to pay him on time, and discrimination based on sexual orientation. Dr. Phil first became famous by giving life and relationship advice as a regular on which show?
Oprah.
Speaking of Oprah, Rob Lowe told Oprah on his Literally podcast that he was bullied as a child because other kids considered him pretty. Which character did Rob Lowe play in The Outsiders?
Soda Pop.
Soda Pop what?
Don't even.
Soda Pop Curtis.
Oh, come on.
I would not have gotten that.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy with the tie gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Jim, you don't get the money, but you do get yourself a $100 gift card to Wagamama's. The new menu, new favorite, same Wagamama energy. You can discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks, including Bao Bun tacos, Wagamama sliders. Also refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy, only at Wagamama. So you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy is Jim
from Bedford, and I cannot meet you yet again. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
He's going to be 16 in November.
No, he's not.
He just got back from 2 weeks away at camp. No contact. He was at a YMCA camp down on Cape Cod, Burgess and Hayward. So Burgess is the boys' camp. Hayward is the girls' camp. Mm-hmm. He's done this for several years now, and it's the last year. This is it. It's all done.
Why?
Because it's over.
Why?
This is the last year that you do it.
No, it's not.
It is.
You can keep on keeping on.
Well, then you got to go to work there and all that stuff.
Yeah, but that's the fun part. When you get to be in charge. Put the kids
last
to bed?
Last year at camp.
Yes.
How did that feel?
It was fun. I had a good cabin, good counselors, great 2 weeks.
How many kids are in your tent?
There's supposed to be 12, but one kid bailed in like the last like day, like didn't come. So there's only 11. Shout out kitchen staff. They do a great job. There's just like too many kids sleeping.
You don't have air conditioning?
No, and I sleep in a tent outside.
Top bunk or bottom bunk?
Bottom, obviously. Top bunk is for rookies.
What about
just like rain? Prison?
Yeah, but only at night when we were sleeping. So it got really cold.
Does it? Your tents don't leak or anything, do they?
No. There's like a tent over the tent and then the actual tent.
What was your favorite activity?
I did sailing. Sailing was fun.
This is the first time you've done that?
Yeah. I was pretty bad at it. Yeah.
I've tried to teach you before. You have no interest.
No, it's fun. But, I mean, it wasn't great. I kind of just sat on the boat, swam around. There wasn't a lot of sailing going on for me.
You see any girls when you were at camp?
Let's fade that.
Let's what?
Cut that out. Just cut.
Fade?
Let's fade that, bro. That.
Okay. That so there's no girls at the camp?
Just don't.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. No, sorry. Don't put that I'm not trying to nerf your aura.
Stop.
I used that correctly, didn't I?
No.
Actually play this. It's cooked. That's good. This is cooked.
I'm not trying to nerf your aura, bro. I learned that this week. That's not bad.
Nerf my aura?
Yeah, you've never heard of that?
It's like...
Get hip, kid.
That's like four words that shouldn't be used together.
Well, I learned it, I think, from like a Gen Z.
I'm a Gen Z.
Yeah, it was a Gen Z that taught it to us. It was our intern. She's a college kid.
Why would you, college saying that? You're in college?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yes. Is that cringe? So what's the award that you won? I saw you get presented with a plaque.
Yes, it's called Burn. So there's two kids at the boys' camp that get it and two kids at the girls' camp. And we each, the four kids get together and they build a massive fire. And then it has to burn a rope that's been sitting in the lake like for years. Like they just keep it in a lake.
For, like, so it's wet.
It's really wet. It's like soaked.
Do you have archery?
Archery, yeah. It's really bad. No, they actually they replaced the archery with a new basketball court with new stuff. It's actually really nice. Pickleball courts and basketball courts. It's very nice.
So there's no more archery?
It's like behind it, but archery is terrible. It's like kind of boring.
I love archery. That was my favorite thing in camp.
It's just you, bro.
So your last year, how does that make you feel?
I'm going back next year.
No, this was your last year.
No, I'm going back. I'm being a CIT.
Counselor in training?
Yeah, for a month.
So they pay you?
No, you pay for it. But you only pay for what a regular one session is, but you go two sessions.
So I have to pay the exact same.
For longer, though. I stay longer.
And you work?
So you're getting more money for your...
I'm paying them to make you work?
No, yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, you're getting more value.
Can I pay them extra so they work you harder?
I don't know if that's how that works.
Do you want to shout out your counselors or anything?
Yeah, Seamus, Keenan, and Tiernan.
You might need a pedicure.
No, I actually cleaned my feet really well. They're pretty disgusting. But.
A lot going on there, huh, Kennedy?
Just so much happening.
So much going on there.
So judgmental, Barrett.
I was going to say, you made a lot of faces during that, Kennedy.
He's so judgmental. That's my job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So today is intern Evelyn's last day as she gets ready to finish up her senior year in college. How are you feeling getting ready to go back to school?
Feeling like a D1 crash out right now, but
no.
It's okay. I'm so excited to go back.
What does that mean?
A Division I crash out. Like I am the number one like crash out, like freak out, like having no chill.
Okay.
That's me right now.
I feel like intern Evelyn feels a little pressure too. She shared with us that she's the first person in her family.
I am, yes, first generation. My
parents gonna graduate
did
from
not go to college.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
So she feels that pressure a little bit.
Yes. You're doing great.
Thank you.
I can't imagine anything going wrong. I mean, aside from this, some things that you've told us throughout
physically
your time with us.
There. I mean,
aside from you being a Division I crash out, apparently.
I feel like once we can get you back on campus, you're going to be just
fine.
Yeah,
then things are fine. Once I get there.
Let's get you off the roads and back on campus.
Producer Dan has a few questions for you as an exit interview.
Mm. It's something we do for all our interns. It's called the intern exit interview. Mm-hmm. And I would like to get your honest opinion on several of these questions.
Oh, I'm excited.
About your internship here. Who were you most intimidated by at the start of your internship?
Kennedy.
Always.
Has anybody ever said?
I can't help my face.
Which one of us was most different from what you expected when you started?
That's a good, well, I don't know. I guess Carson.
Yeah?
I don't know. No, you're just as goofy as you see.
Perfect. No more notes. If you end up pursuing a career in radio, which of the three of us do you think would be the best co-host for you?
No offense, but producer Dan.
That's
my girl.
He's going to get things done.
Which one of us would sound least cringy and who would sound most cringy using your Gen Z slang?
Kennedy would sound the least cringy.
You don't have to answer this next question.
I wouldn't say it.
She wouldn't say it, and Carson would
You could plead the fifth, Fauci.
Nah, bro, nah.
I mean, if you weren't listening 5-10 minutes ago, I'm really sorry you missed that part.
No. You're the father of my op, so like we have beef now.
Which one of us would you call first to help hide a body at 3 a.m.?
Ooh.
Mm.
Dan.
That's my girl. That's a smart answer. Which one of us would you least want to be stuck on an elevator with for several hours?
Also Dan.
I get it. I mean, that's a crazy thing.
Has no patience.
A crazy thing to say about your new co-host.
But that's what'll make you guys great. It's does it the feel, yin and the yang, you see.
Doesn't feel good, does it, Dan?
Who would you most want outside with an earpiece in telling you what to say on a first date?
Ooh. Kennedy.
Are you high?
Do you want to be single?
She would just gas me up. She'd make me feel
good. That's true. I would gas you up.
Okay.
I give advice way better than I take.
But she'd also say, just punch that guy in the throat and leave.
I would never.
And finally, the last question. Which one of us would you most want to perform your eulogy?
None of you?
That was not an option, Evelyn. We haven't turned your grade in yet.
You just went from an A to an F.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
Good luck graduating now. All that pressure. D1 crash out.
You have just been a joy, Evelyn. Having you here has been absolutely lovely. You have brought smiles and just positive spirit, and I hear you laughing in the other room when you're talking to listeners on the phone. And I swear to God, it's like listening to Barrett laugh when he was a kid. It just makes me happy.
The beginning of your final year of your education before you're off and adulting.
Your last year where you're...
Yeah. And then I'm a real adult. Like I'm going back to being a fake adult at school, like backpack and like homework. And
oh, for sure.
I've been cosplaying in a real room. Adult in the total. Summer.
100%.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Intern Evelyn on her last day. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. And we're just so proud of you, all the work that you've done, all the things that we've hopefully helped you learn about this industry. You're going to take back with you for your final year of college.
So much.
All the things not
I'm so
to do.
Grateful to be here and everything you guys have done for me.
I felt bad for everybody that I interviewed after I talked to you. I can remember chatting with you on video. And after I hung up the phone, I was like, I don't even need to talk to anybody else at this point. You just absolutely crushed your interview, and you've kept that same energy the whole time, and we appreciate that
very much. Thank you.
And so people have some words for you, some advice to take with you on your last year of college.
I need it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I do.
You might not want to hear what some people say.
I need it.
Ben is from Haverhill. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
All right, you're on with intern Evelyn. What would you like to say?
Pay your student loans early. Do not wait for them to go into repayments.
That's
a
good
20 years paying mine off. I probably could have shaved 5 off of that if I started paying them when I started going to school.
We're still paying off Lana's master's degree. And she graduated when Tara was born.
Such a stupid thing. And I'm so sorry you have to put yourself into debt to go be an adult.
Thanks for ruining the moment, Ben.
I was expecting something more like whimsical and confidence-inspiring advice.
No, like, Ben is helping me.
Pragmatic.
Ben is helping me.
Well, that's what happens.
All right, thank you, Ben.
The whimsy ends when the rent has to be paid.
Pay your loans or life becomes soul-crushing.
Happy last day. B-side, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with intern Evelyn.
I was telling Evelyn earlier, being an adult is a sham. They force you to pretend that you need to be an adult the minute you graduate college and know what you have to do. Live your 20s. Enjoy it, because you could go back to school like me in your 40s twice, because I'm about to start my bachelor's. And you know, you may not know what you're actually wanting to do. So, you know, enjoy it. Thrive in it.
Thank you, Beast.
Go for it.
Need to hear that.
You don't want to tell her to make sure she pays her bills?
Well, B-side's paying a bunch of student loans, it sounds like. So she needs advice from Ben.
To be frank, bad credit will ruin you for life, and it takes years to get back. So, you know.
I know about that.
Thank you, B-side. Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're on with Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
Evelyn, good luck, first of all. But you know what? Hold your head high, your shoulders back, be who you are. You are special and you're unique. Live your passion. You have far to go. Enjoy the journey, but always remember where you came from. And yeah, I was reading that because I sent it in a text first.
Aww, that is so amazing.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, so, you know, so just good luck and all the best. And just just remember to live your passion, and that's so important.
Thank you very much, Marie. We got a text from the 774. Not life advice, but I've called in and gotten through to the station a few times over the summer, and intern Evelyn has been absolutely delightful and a joy to talk to on the phone.
Aww, they're lying. I yell at them.
Whatever.
What are you yelling at them about?
I say, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Tell me your name and where you're
from. Don't cuss. Have fun. If I don't yell at you, Dan's going to yell at me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, with so much to love. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Billy from Dedham.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Kennedy. Happy Friday.
Yes,
how's it going?
It's going.
Great. Well, I tied with Carson once. You were out, but he gave me the 100. So I'm so excited to play with you. And
well, let's give it a try.
All right. Well,
would you kindly leave the studio?
I sure will. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You as well.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Billy, you get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $1,000 this morning. Now, if you tie, as you know, Kennedy gets the win, and we can't give you that money. Kennedy is gone. Question number one. Kim Cattrall turned 70 today. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
Samantha Jones.
Ella Langley says her dream collaborators are Stevie Nicks, Chris Stapleton, and Harry Styles. What is Ella Langley's fan base nicknamed?
Ella Langley, what is it? Ella Fellas.
Question number three. Season 18 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now available to stream on Hulu. What bar does the gang own in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, I know this one.
Really thought he was going to swear there, Dan. Please don't swear.
Okay. Patty's.
Question number four. Today in 1987, Dirty Dancing was released, starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Which song is being played during the final dance scene in Dirty Dancing, where they do their iconic lift?
Well, my sister made me watch this throughout the whole 80s. Time of My Life?
Question?
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, sorry. Final answer.
Okay, lock it in?
Locked in, yes.
Question number five. The Odyssey just became the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. It passed which 2024 superhero movie for the top spot?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh.
How are you feeling, Billy?
Oh, I feel like I just worked out.
I understand you're going shopping with Ted?
No, Ted from bed. We were on once before. I'm driving him to work, and then I have today off, and I'm going to shop and try to get my doodle groomed. Holla!
Holla!
Ted, you were very well behaved during the game. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. The last time he was asleep, literally. So.
All right, here we go. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Billy, with no assist from Ted in the car, got 5 out of 5.
Holy cats.
Same thing. He worked through some answers and he got them all. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right. You get right or wrong, it adds to the suspense.
All right.
Kim Cattrall turned 70 today. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
Samantha.
Ella Langley says her dream collaborators, Stevie Nicks, Chris Stapleton, and Harry Styles. What is Ella Langley's fan base nicknamed?
Ella's Fellas?
Season 18 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now available to stream on Hulu. What bar does the gang own?
Patty's.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Question number four. Today, 1987, Dirty Dancing was released starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Which song is being played during the final dance scene in Dirty Dancing where they do their iconic lift?
I've had the time of my life.
Question number five. The Odyssey just became the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. It passed which 2024 superhero movie for the top spot? Billy got this one right. If you get it wrong, he wins $1,000. Three, two.
Avengers Endgame.
One.
Yes! Woo!
No.
Yeah, he says yes, because he won.
Yes, obviously. He did. Samantha, yes. Ella's Fellows, yes. Patty's Pub, yes. If I've Had the Time of My Life, yes. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Never in a million years.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Congratulations, Billy.
You don't know how much I need this money. No, thank buddy. You so much.
Oh, we're so happy for you.
You did it.
Great contender. Thank you, Kennedy.
I mean, he's played twice, and he got all 10 right.
I'm really good at trivia. I watch, Jeopardy every day, so...
There you go. Well, congratulations to you. You got yourself $1,000, Billy. Kennedy, you have something you'd like to say to Billy?
Yeah, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Billy.
Oh, thank you. It's okay. We still love you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is time for your nerd news, bringing you the most important news for your brain, because apparently your brain has nothing better to do. A quick rundown of what is happening this week in science. If you want to talk about it, we talk about it. Otherwise, we keep it pushing.
Science!
First up, there's something weird floating around Mars, Kennedy. A strange image from NASA's Curiosity rover has resurfaced online, and people are freaking out because it looks like a jellyfish.
Okay.
The photo was actually taken back in 2023, and it shows this bizarre, floating, tripod-looking object on the surface of Mars. Even stranger, it doesn't appear in a photo Curiosity took just seconds earlier.
Oh, so something's moving up there.
So naturally, the internet has decided this is either proof of alien life or Mars has finally invented jellyfish. Scientists, unfortunately, are not buying it, though. The leading explanation is a visual artifact. Basically an optical illusion.
Boring.
Yeah, my first thought was dust on the lens.
Boring.
Created by the way the image was captured. If you don't know, Curiosity has been cruising around Mars since 2012 looking for evidence that the planet may have once been capable of supporting life. So far, no aliens, but apparently plenty of things that make the internet lose its mind.
Did you know that rover is completely alone on Mars and every year it sings happy birthday to itself?
It's a very sad thing. It's such a sad story.
We're such weird people as humans to make the robot do that.
We didn't make do that. The robot did it to itself.
Should the robot not have a birthday?
No, it didn't. Go on.
Next, imagine getting chased by a crocodile the size of a car. Scientists say a massive crocodile was doing exactly that about 12 million years ago in what is now South America. The prehistoric monster was 23 feet long and weighed 4,000 pounds, basically a crocodile with the curb weight of an SUV. The prehistoric monster, researchers found, fossilized with bite marks on the bones of a rhino-sized plant-eating animal, including tooth punctures, crushed bone, and damage to the skull. And the bite marks matched the teeth of this enormous crocodile, giving scientists their first direct evidence that these prehistoric monsters were actually hunting massive mammals.
That's dope.
So if you ever find yourself complaining about Florida and their alligators, just be glad you weren't around 12 million years ago.
Oh, Steve Irwin would have wrestled that thing down with the cameraman. Crikey!
Finally, the future of fashion might be growing in a mushroom. Scientists in Finland have developed a leather-like material made from mycelium, the thread-like structure that makes up the main body of a fungus. And they didn't just make a sheet of mushroom leather and call it a day. They turned it into a prototype handbag. The really cool part is what happened when they tested how quickly the material breaks down. Under aquatic conditions, the mushroom material biodegraded by about 77%. So if you compare that to like cow leather, It only biodegrades down about 15%. Same thing with vinyl cotton fabrics.
Does that mean if I spill something in my purse that it will be ruined?
No, not at all. It will actually last. But once you're done using it a couple of years down the road, it can be recycled. The goal is to eventually create a mushroom-based material that could replace animal leather in everything from fashion to car interiors and furniture.
It's called fashion. Look it up.
You're right. And that is your nerd news. Ride that electric car, baby.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
All right, just a quick backstory to this email I'm about to read you in case you missed this on the show over the past couple of days. Kennedy was writing notes of positivity and posting them in the women's bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Kira, who works on the Midday Show, came in and said, was that you?
Yeah.
And it was, because, of course, that's how Kennedy rolls. But then the notes started disappearing.
Yeah.
People have been taking them down. We don't know if it's the cleaning crew, if it's other people, because there's a couple of other businesses that are on our floor. It's a shared communal set of bathrooms over there.
Yeah.
Some of the notes that you put up, what did they say?
Oh, one of them said, like, walk out like you own the place. Mm-hmm. One of them said, hi, gorgeous. Although I will tell you right here, right now, I just ran into the ladies' bathroom and we have four up now.
Oh.
So.
The positivity is spreading.
Yeah. So.
Did you see all the ones in the men's bathroom, Dan? That was sarcasm. Guys are not in on this. I don't know why, Kennedy. The women are supporting each other.
Well, okay.
The men are not. I don't know
and
what
the world goes round.
All right. This email from Shannon in Milton. Hi, Carson. I have absolutely loved the potty positivity that has been going on this week. Yes, we gave it a name. People have called in. They're posting notes in their offices. We found out colleges do this.
Just so many. We've gotten so many on our Facebook page. It's been amazing.
It's a movement.
Yep.
We started hanging little signs in our bathroom here at work, and I even put a couple up when I was out shopping as well. The world is on fire, and spreading a little love through something as simple as a post-it note seems just what we need. So our movement needs an anthem. Kennedy, I know you can create it for us. Shannon in Milton. What did you do, Kennedy?
All right, so I took Janet Jackson's Pleasure Principle.
Oh, let's go.
And this is potty positivity. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Upon the scene, so I grabbed my post-it notes and wrote some happy thoughts. Now the ladies' room is a dream. And oh, the signs are spreading now, they're everywhere I go. It's the potty positivity. Ooh, oh, potty positivity. It's the potty positivity. Oh. It started with the post-it, now it's spreading. So many messages of inspiration. If you leave a note, then someone, well, they might add one. Everyone get information. This has become a full-on kindness movement. A little signs are everywhere. To the courthouse, schools, and dentists too. Potty positivity is in the air. Oh, the signs are spreading now, they're everywhere I go. It's the potty positivity. Oh, oh, potty positivity.
Come on now.
Oh, it's the Potty Positive Betty. Oh, oh. Hooray.
That was great, Kennedy.
That's been in my head for days. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you asked for it.
You sounded amazing. Forgot how high that song was. That gets up there, doesn't it?
It was a good time, though. Thanks to the reverb button.
Potty positivity. Potty positivity. We love it. From the 339, the pun of using movement for potty positivity is not lost on me.
Yeah.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible parody, super simple. Drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Do not text it in. We like to keep it a surprise from Kennedy. Keep her on her toes.
Yeah.
As we say. So there you go. The Impossible parody. Again, if you have an idea, drop me an email. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of SCU Credit Union. So here's the latest that I can tell you about the death of Brian Hickerson is the on-again, off-again boyfriend when she was found. She was in the same Airbnb as Brian and his brother, Zach. So this is who I'm speaking of, Brian Hickerson. Made a statement through his lawyers. And let me tell you, right from the heartstrings. Hayden's death remains under investigation, and it is important to allow that investigation to proceed. As has been publicly reported, police confirms there are no signs of foul play. Out of respect for Hayden's loved ones and the ongoing investigation, there will be no more comment at this time. I mean, just not even one piece of I'm sorry. I loved her. I realized there's.
I mean, that was clearly his lawyer.
No, 100%. But like, how do you not put one smidgen of compassion in there, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a dirtbag. That's what I know. I'm telling you, go back and watch that TMZ interview he did, and you're like, yeah, you just feel so bad for Hayden. That
yeah,
she got sucked into his web.
And so much is coming out now. A couple of other stories. There's a director who last worked with her in 2025 suggesting that they had staged an intervention for her, but that never happened. And Neutrogena apologizing to Hayden for axing her contract in 2015 when she was in the throes of postpartum depression and addiction. In a statement posted to its Instagram page, it's a pretty lengthy statement if you want to go read it, but basically it said that we may understand that we made her feel unsupported during a very difficult time. This is not what Neutrogena stands for or who we want to be. That it's deeply saddened for her death, that for more than a decade, she was a valued member of their community and that it was proud to have partnered with her and that they were going to do more later. Once this has passed, they will let us know what those plans are. She had claimed in her memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning, that Neutrogena canceled their contract over her breaking a morality clause. The incident occurred after she admitted to suffering from postpartum depression following the 2014 birth of her daughter, Kaya, which we know about, and basically how she was in pain and in the throes of this depression that she didn't know what was wrong and that all that she needed to function was a drink. So that she wasn't herself. It's what cost her job on Nashville. It's what cost her the Neutrogena and all of this. But it's nice to see Neutrogena kind of stepping up and making a statement about moving forward and trying to be more thoughtful.
It's interesting that this is now garnering attention because they played a clip of an interview she did. I can't remember the guy's name she did it
with. The podcast?
Yes.
Very recently.
And nobody paid attention to that story. And now that she's dead, everybody's paying attention because she said it in the podcast. Neutrogena fired me when I said I was suffering from postpartum depression. And it wasn't a story when.
Well, but it's also, but to keep reading, she lost her job in Nashville on Nashville that same year.
Right.
It wasn't just the postpartum.
Sure.
The postpartum led to her addictions.
Right.
Which then led for her to be not showing
up on time. But it's sad that nobody was paying attention until now that she's died.
And again, we didn't know what we didn't know as well.
Yeah.
So, yes. All right, let's move along. Dan, I don't know if Kaylee has been talking to you about this or not, but Taylor Swift is up to something.
Oh, I did not know that.
I saw this.
There are some potential clues that could be suggesting that we're getting a new release. a whole bunch of bright green TS logos are showing up around. The Empire State Building's account on X shared a photo of the building lit up green and said, "What's happening?" Fans suspect the clues could point to Reputation Taylor's version or Taylor Swift Taylor's version. I feel like the to me, the logo looks kind of snaky.
Kaylee has been waiting for Reputation for years.
So I feel Reputation vibes, but, you know, she's got nothing to do now that Travis had to go back to work, so.
You know, I haven't checked in with the Tay Tribe to know what they're talking about recently.
I wish you would do that, because the Tay Tribe is the only one that keeps me up to speed. So thank you. And it's Friday, so I have some new music for you. Would you like?
Please.
All right.
Depends. Is it good or really bad?
It's more fun when it's bad.
I feel like there's a little bit of everything for you today.
Okay.
I've got new Carly Rae Jepsen. This is called Motivation. No? I kind of like it. It's got a good...
I mean, it had a little club beat to it, but I don't know. She said family 46 times in that 10-second clip. It wasn't terrible.
Well, then I can't wait to what you're going to say to this one. This is new music from Paris Jackson. That's right, Michael Jackson's daughter. This could be the happiest day of my life, but nothing lasts forever. This could be the happiest day of my life, but nothing lasts forever.
It's kind of got some Avril Lavigne vibes.
I don't hate it.
I don't think it's bad.
And apparently it's a lot of talking about kind of coming out of, speaking of addiction and those things and moving forward to a better part in her life. All right. And the big news today, friends, is that Mariah Carey is going to re-release Glitter for the 20th anniversary album. It was not one of her best, but that's okay. But she has released a new version of Didn't Mean to Turn You On featuring Rachelle Jordan. Here you go. Now you bring me home. You tell me good night. Yep, that's for me. You guys are the worst.
I was just waiting for the good stuff.
You guys are the worst.
We go hard in this family. Something. We go hard in this family. We go hard in this family. I'm in love with my family. We got room for insanity. I was born at the end of it. But I'm here for the start. We go hard in this family.
No, she did ride family 6 times in 12 seconds.
Well, that's what I got, kids.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Wendy from Quincy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Matthew is with her as they are on their way to Six Flags.
Oh, let's go. Are you going to ride Superman?
We're on our way. Yeah, that's going to be our first ride, Superman.
Fun.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Wendy?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Of course, that is a loss for you. She has now left the studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. Name the author who created the entire Game of Thrones universe.
That I don't know. That's out of my wheelhouse.
Question number two. Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance is joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She's a big fan and has talked about doing it in the past. In which movie did Julia Stiles play the romantic interest of Heath Ledger?
That would be 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yellow Jackets will return for its 4th and final season on November 20th. Which sport did the girls who survived the plane crash play in Yellow Jackets?
I don't know. I'm going to guess soccer.
Jessie J recently had to kick some fans out of her show for fighting. On which song did Jessie J collaborate with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj?
I don't know.
Question number five. Lainey Wilson performed a fun mashup of the songs Daisies and Man I Need and posted it on her Instagram. Which two artists sing Daisy and Man I Need?
Justin Bieber and Olivia Dean.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's the weather looking like in Springfield later today?
It's looking like it's going to clear up, thank goodness.
Nice.
Some sun in the horizon.
I like that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Wendy, along with Matthew, on their way to Six Flags, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
I was trying to remember, like, what? Right. Why do they call it Six Flags
Better
again?
Than I thought.
Do you remember why they call it Six Flags?
No.
I don't.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I just remember the old man dancing in the commercials.
Yes. More flags, more fun.
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. Name the author who created the entire Game of Thrones universe.
George A.A. Martin. George R.R. Martin.
That is correct. Question number two. Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance is joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She's a big fan and has talked about doing it in the past. In which movie did Julia Stiles play the romantic interest of Heath Ledger?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Title 1. Yellow Jackets will return for its 4th and final season on November 20th. Which sport did the girls who survived the plane crash play in Yellow Jackets? Three.
Basketball.
Two. Soccer.
Uh-oh.
Got to get these next two right or Wendy wins. Jessie J recently had to kick some fans out of her show for fighting. On which song did Jessie J collaborate with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj?
Boom Clap.
That's Charlie XCX. Bang Bang is the correct answer. 2-1. Question number five. Lainey Wilson performed a fun mashup of the songs Daisies and Man I Need and posted it on Instagram. Which two artists sing Daisies and Man I Need?
Olivia Dean and Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. But a better job by Wendy. Wendy wins at 3-2. Let's go. $100. That'll get you some snacks at Six Flags.
I'm just walking out of town, leaving all the money.
One meal, maybe.
By the way, Six Flags was named after the six nations that ruled Texas before the United States did it. How about that? I think France, Spain, the Confederacy. It was
Mexico.
Maybe Mexico was one of them as well. Hold on. It doesn't matter. Go look it up. It's close enough for government work. Close enough for radio work.
That's the first I've ever heard of that, so I have no idea.
Yeah. That's what it is. I can't remember the countries.
The more you know.
Yep. Well, Wendy, congratulations. You and Matthew, we hope you have a great time at Six Flags. Kennedy?
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Yeah, my name is Kennedy from Quincy, and I can't beat Wendy.
Oh, that's twice today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kemi Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kristen from North Reading.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
We kick Kennedy out. Let's do it.
Kennedy, can you please leave the office?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Oh, the whole office. Bye, Kennedy.
You got to take an elevator for that.
Yeah. We don't have that kind of time around here. All right, there she goes, off to the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kristen, you know the deal. It's $1,000 on the line if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that's a loss for you. She has lost twice this morning. She has lost our boss, Sal, $1,100.
You could make it
$2,100. Woohoo! Suck it, Sal. I love it.
Question number one. These brothers just launched their new Burning Up All Over Again tour and announced a new song coming next Friday called Listen When Sad. Name the group.
Jonas Brothers?
On-screen couples who hated each other in real life include Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, who starred together in which movie?
I don't know that one.
Question number three. Jason Kelsey's wife is fed up with the repeated pressure placed on her and Jason to have a son. What is her name? What is Jason Kelsey's wife's name? Three, two, one. All right, question number four. A 25th anniversary reissue of this Mariah Carey album is on the way, whether you want it or not. Can you name the album?
The Queen of Christmas does not care what you want.
I cannot.
All right, and question number five. This Grammy, Emmy, and Golden Globe winning songwriter adopted a stray pig that's been running around West Hollywood. She has written 9 number one songs, 33 top 10 songs, including If I Could Turn Back Time from Cher, Because You Love Me from Celine Dion, How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes, and I Don't Want to Miss This a Thing from Aerosmith. Can you name the songwriter?
Madonna?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, what do you got going on this weekend, Kristen?
It's my 29th anniversary. We're going to the casino.
Congratulations. What's the secret to success of 29 years?
Gambling.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Dan.
Clearly.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kristen got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
Yes, that is what we call a sooch when you get 1 out of 5. These are tough. Kennedy, you ready?
Yes.
These brothers just launched their new Burning Up All Over Again tour and also announced a new song coming next Friday called Listen When Sad. Name the group.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, they're starting the tour with 3 sold-out nights at MSG. Question number 2. On-screen couples who hated each other in real life include Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, who starred together in which movie?
The Notebook.
2-1. Question number 3. Jason Kelsey's wife is fed up with the repeated pressure placed on her and Jason to have a son. What is her name?
Kylie.
3-1. A 25th anniversary reissue of this Mariah Carey album is on the way.
Glitter.
Whether you want it or not. Name the album.
Glitter.
The reviews on it actually weren't as bad as what I thought they were going to be. I went in and looked just to see what the rating was.
The record wasn't bad. The movie was bad. But I mean, the record wasn't bad. It wasn't her best record.
I mean, it got a 55 out of 100.
I mean, it wasn't her best work, but who cares? It's Mariah Carey.
Who cares, I say. 4-1, question number 5. This Grammy, Emmy, and Golden Globe winning songwriter has adopted a stray pig that's been running around West Hollywood. She wrote 9 number one songs, 33 top 10 songs, including If I Could Turn Back Time from Cher, Because You Love Me from Celine, How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith. Who is she?
Diane.
Diana Taurasi.
Thank you.
I'm not going to get her. Diane Warren.
That is it. Diane Warren. Nice job, Kennedy. You probably looked it up on Google, right? Was she cheating, Dan? Mm-hmm. See her?
I just had to get into the right file cabinet.
I gotcha. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kristen, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000. Kennedy, you can breathe now when you go on vacation.
Oh, I'm breathing already.
Okay.
I'm walking right out the door. And I'm not answering any phone calls until next week.
Kristen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Kristen from North Reading, and I can never be.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.